relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. So excited. I'm a little bit nervous. Do I get nervous? Have you ever seen me? Mr. G, have you ever seen me nervous in 2 years?
No.
Have you ever been nervous in your life? I couldn't even imagine it.
Every now and then.
How does it show itself?
Oh, you just don't let anyone know you're nervous. That's the key.
Do we believe he's ever been nervous, Chad?
I mean, I hope that he would at least say something like, oh, before I got married, or, you know, before a big point in my life. Every man's got to be
tough
nervous.
Guy.
Married wasn't a performance. You just stand at the front of the church. That's nothing to be nervous about.
For the guys, it's easy. Eric, do you believe he's ever been nervous?
No.
I agree. That's why he is Mr. G. And the guy you want producing your national radio show, along with Professor Shad and Eric, who always has my sex. Okay, we are back. Let's get serious for a second. Why am I nervous? Why did I mention that? Just a tad. Just a wingsy little. What was it? The tippy tip top AOC said. The tippy tip top is nervous. Because John Batchelor is going to be on the show, the master of the art, the doyen of the long form. I've been on his show for, I don't know, a decade now, every Thursday. So excited. He's got a new platform with CBS Radio. It's called The New John Batchelor Show. But I get to interview him here at America First. But before we get to that, tomorrow, big day. Takes me back to my childhood. Always takes me back to my childhood. Because my father lived life to the full. My parents were amazing hosts and entertainers. As a child, as an only child, I remember sitting behind my father at the head of the table as they entertained guests at their dinner parties in our modest little house in West London. Mostly emigres, mostly dissidents, people who had escaped communist Hungary, incredible people. And I was allowed to listen in. Amazing parties with the incredible, and I mean the truly mouth-watering food my mother would cook. And my dad always, although he was a bear of a man, he always had a twinkle in his eye. He was cheeky. He had a little mischievous sense of humor, despite everything he'd suffered as a child during World War II, seeing his homeland, the city of his birth, almost totally destroyed. And then as a man resisting the communist dictatorship, betrayed by a British double agent called Kim Philby, arrested, tortured, and imprisoned. But despite that, living the life of a political exile, he lived it to the fullest, and I was blessed to be their child. But Good Friday was different. Instead of the fun-loving bear of a man who loved his goulash, his chirke paprikash, his tokay dessert wine. He became not somber,
but he became very, very serious for just one day. Why? For a very simple reason. For the reason that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life eternal. He didn't force his choices upon me or his wife, my mother. But Good Friday was a day of a little bit of sacrifice, nothing serious. But he didn't eat and he didn't drink from waking up until the sunset. We fasted, as we should really, really, you know. I've done this in my life, fast at least once or twice a week. For me, the tradition I like is Wednesday and Friday. Friday, because that was the day when our Lord and Savior, God made man, was killed on our behalf to accept our sins and save us. And Wednesday, because that was the day he was betrayed by one of his own followers. So Good Friday, at least once a year, if you're not into fasting, should be the day where you do it, where we all do it. Trust me, it's really not hard, unless you have some serious dietary restriction, unless you're a diabetic. Every human being can do it. And in fact, it's very healthy for you. It's now, it's not a fad. It's a rediscovered act of good health and cleansing, resetting the hormonal balance in your body, especially with the amount of things we eat that we shouldn't today. But Good Friday is much more than a temporary rest from everything we enjoy in this lap of luxury that is Western civilization. Thank the good Lord that we don't live in communist China or in some non-functioning hellhole like Syria. We're blessed. We are truly blessed to be born in the greatest civilization the world has ever seen. But what defines that civilization? Even if an American doesn't go to church, the fact is your life, your values, your culture, your nation is defined by Jesus Christ, is defined by what is technically termed the Judeo-Christian value system that our founding fathers built into our republic at the founding. They weren't weird cultists of some deist subculture. They were Christian men. And they understood what our culture is built upon. The idea that we are made in the image of our Creator. That everything that is good because He is good. The truth, the light, the way, who gave His only Son, his Son who took on human form. Why? Why did God take on human form? To perfect his relationship with us. A relationship that was broken in paradise at the beginning of creation. When we gave in to temptation. When we wanted not only to be made in his image, but to be God. To eat from the tree of knowledge and so create for ourselves a rank and a position that was not ours. And thus were we cast out into the wilderness to fend for ourselves as mortals. We broke that relationship and were thus cursed forever to suffer as woman suffers in childbirth, as man suffers by having to work
with the sweat of his brow to feed himself and his family. But it was time. It was time 2,000 years ago for the corrective, for the reestablishment of that relationship. A reestablishment that could only happen one way. We could not fix it. Mortal men made of dust could not fix it. Only good God could. Through a member of the Godhead coming down to earth to take human form, to suffer, to be tortured, and to be nailed to a piece of wood, to die for us and take our sins upon himself. And thus, if we believed, if we recognized him as our Savior, to be guaranteed life everlasting. Christmas is beautiful. I love Christmas. I'm a child at heart. We all are. But this Holy Week, this is what it is all about. So take a moment tomorrow. Change your life for a day to recognize what He, with a capital H, did for us. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Dear friends, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
As I said, I'm a little trepidatious about the next two segments. Very rare for me. I love talk radio, but there are certain people you look up to, and one of the masters is with us next. People say, you're the best-dressed guy on radio. I always wear a suit and tie, but you know what? I pale by comparison to the man who always wears a bow tie on radio, somebody whose show is just an example to everybody else. He is the host of the new John Batchelor Show. John Batchelor, welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Seb, on a beautiful spring day.
It is. It's a little fresh here in the swamp, but it is a lovely, lovely spring day. You call us always. You're based out of Manhattan, out of New York. Is it still a ghost town?
Yes, unfortunately, it hasn't revived yet. What's going to happen is voluntary return to the office towers in April, May. Mandatory return to the office towers by Labor Day. So I think what we're going to have is a great big Labor Day. The children will go back to school and the millennials will go back to the office towers.
The sooner the better. We haven't had you on the show for quite some time. If you haven't seen the hour-long discussion we have with John, we're going to repost it right now. You can check it out on YouTube. We'll put it on Rumble as well. But we haven't spoken, John, since a tragic event in talk radio, and that was, of course, the loss of the man that reinvigorated AM talk radio, Rush Limbaugh. Let me play a cut that has become, for me, an evergreen, and put it into the context of everything that we are witnessing in politics today.
Well, is it time to panic? Let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America. I'm not. I don't think most of you are either. America's worth it. America is worth fighting for. America's worth not giving up.
John, you've been in the business. You were thrown in the deep end the day after 9/11. Is one of the greatest legacies for us in radio and for conservatives in general, that happy warrior spirit that Rush shared with us not long before his passing?
Sure. He's the inspiration. He's the George Washington of talk radio. Yes, he's the founder. He went through all the battles. He anticipated everything. I love that little clip you just played. It suddenly reminded me of Winston Churchill. The Americans eventually do the right thing after trying everything out. That's us.
Right.
We don't give up.
And in the age of YouTube, in the age of streaming, in the age of podcasts, how is it? When I was a complete neophyte, you gave me some very good advice about what's special about radio. Please share with our millions of listeners and viewers right now how it is that this antiquated, almost antediluvial technology is more popular than ever.
Theater of the mind is what it is. We have to do it with language entirely. We have to hold the people's attention with language. Everybody's got different things to do. What we present is an ability to listen to us while people are multitasking. You can't do that with television. You can't do it with video. You can't even do it cooking. You can only do it with radio. The other thing, Seb, you once asked me a wonderful question. How long does it take you to prepare for a show? Do you remember when you asked me that?
I do.
Said at the time I said 70 years. And so it's 3 years on. That's how you know what it feels like now, Seb. It takes your whole life to prepare for the show you're doing today.
Right. Yeah. I just opened the show with an improvised monologue on what Good Friday means to me. And it, you're so right. It took me back to my childhood. I could only explain it through watching my father's behavior fasting on Good Friday. So yes, I guess it took me 50 years to get ready for that monologue just a few minutes ago. And on that issue, on the success of Rush and how he made your show possible, my show, Levin, Prager, and everybody else, answer me the Sphinx-like riddle of why is it that conservative talk radio is almost universally the dominant form, and that left-wing or neoliberal talk radio barely exists unless it's taxpayer-funded?
It's such a good question, and I'm going to take a partial answer because it's opening day of baseball season. Talk radio accidentally, on purpose, wandered in and became the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Dodgers of media. Accidently.
But how? Well, explain.
Team,
explain why how that accident occurred.
I think it's because it showed up. I think that's all. You showed up and you played a better sort of baseball. And the other team, the other side, never fielded a good team.
But they've tried. We've seen, what is it, Democracy Now! And Radio America. They've tried, yeah. And they just can't do it. What is it about the ideology that informs them, or the frequency?
Oh, no, Seb, it's that editorial meeting we have at 5 a.m. You know, we all get on together and decide what we're going to talk that day.
I'm not on that 5 a.m. editorial meeting, John. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, and we get our orders from on high, you know, the secret conclaves that tell us what to say. That's our secret, Seb. Nobody does anything like anybody else. It's America. It's liberty. You and I, we talk every day. You're not reading a script. I'm not reading a script. No. I thought everybody could do that. Turns out they can't. Not everybody can. But we're used to it now, so we just talk. Now, I knew you were before you were talk radio. You were the same way, Seth. That's who you are. You just didn't have a mic in front of you when you were talking.
Let me give away the inside baseball, if I may, as a kid who grew up playing cricket and rugby. I don't think I've ever shared this with you, and I'm going to do it now live. When I was just a guest on your shows, oh my, did I prepare? Did I read when we were going to talk about, you know, violence, terrorist violence in Chechnya? I was so nervous for my appearances on John Bachelor. I prepared heavily and mightily and was nervous. But now, as a host, there's no script. There's no script for me. So I guess your analysis must be sound.
Well, you get used to it. It's your time in the saddle. And the more you have, the more you learn. I remember, though, the anecdote that I get from H.G. Wells, and I hope this is accurate. Maybe it's a urban legend. Wells one time, I think he's approaching 80. He was senior to a lot of seniors we have in politics. He was senior to them. All right. He's in his garden working, and he's mumbling to himself about the critics and how mean they are to all of his books. And what he says is, someday I'm going to write a real book. I'll show them. I'm going to write a real book. That's talk radio, Seth. No matter how we did the show, we're going to get better tomorrow. We're going to get it right tomorrow. And that's what it feels like. Today, what are we talking about? We're talking about the border. We're talking about Joe Biden's administration. We're talking about the tax hikes. But we know where we're going. We're going towards a wonderful cycle of frequent elections. We're going for solutions. We will find a solution to the border crisis. We're going for the reawakening of America. We have confidence in all that. And I think that's what fuels us. In addition to this fact, Seb, we enjoy it. We have fun. And I think our audience, and we depend upon our audience, they understand we're actually having fun. Nobody's telling us, smile. We do it.
It's remarkable that you ended there, because it's exactly right. It's the one thing you can't fake. It's the same thing with the 45th president of the United States, authenticity. And we're having fun, and we're going to continue to have fun with John Bachelor. Follow him at John Bachelor on Twitter and johnbachelorshow.com. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. If you're suffering daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the country right now, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. Likewise, Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. What an incredible phrase, pain-free. Find out for yourself if it could work for you like it works for Yvonne, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans by ordering Relief Factor at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You have only one thing to lose, the pain. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
They're trying to cancel him. 24 companies boycotting the great Mike Lindell. Please support him directly. Go to MyPillow.com. Mike will give you, if you use my name, up to 66% off his more than 100 products. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. We are back with the man, the legend, John Bachelor. Follow him on Twitter at BachelorShow.com, where, of course, his header has the photograph of Allenby with the 4th Light Horse Cavalry entering the Judean Hills, because that's who John Bachelor is.
Oh, that, Seb, that was for you. That was for you. Seb, let's talk border, because I want to know what you've learned this week.
No. This is my show, John. My show.
No. We must talk border, because you've got really good information. And you're in Washington. What is happening, Seb? What are they doing? And are they aware that this is a a major league tragedy, Black Swan. Is anybody awake at the White House about this?
No, no, absolutely not. And the fact that neither the vice president or the president see fit to go to the border is an indication of how they have been caught completely unawares by their own policy decisions. But we can discuss that on your show tonight at 10 p.m. I have a much more strategic question. As befitting the long-form master, in an age where Fauci and Burks are now dissing President Trump, and we have Neil Ferguson, the prognosticator of 2 million dead in America, breaching the UK's own clampdown to have an affair with his lover despite her being married. I have to ask you this question because you have guests on for an hour, whether it's talking about the landing on Mars, whether it's talking about Winston Churchill. You have real experts, but not the quote-unquote experts we have in D.C., the bureaucrati, if I may call them. Is the COVID crisis finally going to force a reassessment amongst the populations of Western civilization that it's not always a good thing to have the quote-unquote expert bureaucrats in charge? I think you are the perfect person to ask, John. Could that occur?
I think your question is the answer. I think it's here, Sam. You've just posed what we've learned, lessons learned in the crisis. If somebody comes on as an expert and tells you to lock your door, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't. Ask who that person is and what do they know. Seb, I understand you make mistakes when you're put in a position on the podium and you're speaking to a national audience. Mistakes will be made. But consistently over a year, we were told a future that doesn't exist.
Yes.
We were told to do things that were counterintuitive to us as Americans. And the British, you were born there. The British felt the same way, Seb. They felt the same way in Italy. They felt the same way in Germany. This is not my future to lock the door and be frightened of my neighbor. So I just measure your question by saying you've got the answer in your question, Seb. Experts misled us. And so from now on, we'll listen to common sense. And common sense, where does it come from? It came from my grandmother. That was common sense. So let's put the grandmothers in charge, Seb.
Let's put the grandmothers in charge. The gray beards, the return of the gray beards, the people we used to respect. We're talking to John Batchelor, the host of the new John Batchelor Show at johnbatchelorshow.com and Batchelor Show on Twitter. John, last 90 seconds we have with you. A related topic. The left have successfully made the word populism a pejorative term. Despite that, we've witnessed Brexit, we've witnessed Modi, we've witnessed Trump. Is this trend going to strengthen in your expectation in the coming years?
No, for heaven's sake, the progressives have a circular firing squad. We don't have to do anything, Seth. Nothing whatsoever. I mean, when Dr. Seuss is on our side, do we need another army? That was it.
So you are optimistic that we don't even have to work hard to regain the republic that we seem to be losing every day incrementally?
When we stop laughing, we'll go back and make a lot of money. How's that? How's that? Look at the economy. Good heavens, Seb. We're roaring out of the chute. I mean, we're the Kentucky Derby of economies right now, and we're in the lead.
I think we need to do this more often. I am reinvigorated. I am re-energized by the man who, so many years ago, as I was a no-name national security board sitting in Europe, allowed me to be a guest on his show to talk terrorism and counterterrorism. Thank you, John, for everything you do. Congratulations, bravo, on the new Batchelor Show. Follow him, listen to him, download the immensely popular podcast, johnbatchelorshow.com, and on Twitter at Batchelor Show. And I think I might be on the John Batchelor Show later this evening. Thank you, John. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Do you ever feel the urge to push back against the leftist mainstream media narrative of cops being your enemy?
If you know and love an officer, or just in general support our American law enforcement as an institution, you've probably had that sentiment bubble up inside of you. I want to share with you a very special and very stylish new way to show that you have the back of the police. Eggard Watch's CEO Ilan is an unapologetic supporter of police and is taking a very strong stance amidst this defund police movement to speak out against negative rhetoric. He designed a commemorative police watch that is beautiful. I noticed special details like the engraving and the quote on the back. Ilan shared with me that in consulting with officers on the watch design, they asked him for an image of St. Michael on the piece. Eggard Watches gives away 15% of all sales from this model to police charities. They back up their talk with action. If you haven't seen their Speak Truth short film on this topic, it's a must watch, and you can currently find it on the Eggard website, despite YouTube trying to restrict your ability to view it. Remember to apply this podcast's unique promo code, G-O-R-K-A, to your police watch order so you can save over $30 at checkout. Visit EGARDWatches.com to make your order. It's time we support companies that stand up for what we believe in, and Eggard is a company I am proud to recommend.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
A six-month-old baby girl was saved by Texas Rangers and U.S. Border Patrol agents earlier this month, who recovered her after she was thrown from a raft by the smugglers while being taken across the Rio Grande River into America. Why was she thrown into the river? Because of Joe Biden. It is that simple. When the Trump administration left office, illegal crossings had dwindled to a trickle. Now it is an invasion. Yes, AOC, an invasion. And that is on this administration. Let's go to your calls. Sam in Orlando, line two. Welcome, Sam.
Sir, Lord Gorka, our conservative radio stations. Sir, good to be back with you. All right, so when this all first started, and then about April and May here in Orlando, that's when all the requirements of masks and we started getting curfews. I called the Attorney General's office here at Tallahassee, and they referred me back to Orlando, the county, Orange County. Got her, and I asked her, I said, how's my right of choice being violated on this mask? Because I believe in the Lord. If he wants to take me, he has that right to do that, you know, and common sense as well. We've lived with pneumonia of 53 years that I've been alive. So anyways, just get ahead of the story here. So when I requested for an answer to that and what I could do, she says, oh, you're one of them.
I said, one of them.
That's her exact words, word for word. One of them. And I said, ma'am, who? One of who? And she says, the ones that don't wear their seatbelt. I said, oh, no, contraire, ma'am. I do wear my seatbelt. But that was another right of choice that has been taken from us.
Well, you should have told her.
She hung up.
Sam, you should have said, my body, my choice.
Well, that's when we couldn't leave the house at 11 and couldn't go back to work till 5 here in Florida.
Incredible.
All at one time.
Well, it's getting better, thanks.
Our Attorney General's answer. Oh, well, you're one of them.
Well, that's the tolerance of the left. At least you know who the Attorney General comes from, where they think you should be in their tolerant world. But thank you, Sam, for calling. At least Ron DeSantis is on a mission to make sure that Florida is one of the freest states in the nation. Let's go to Columbus, Ohio. JR, welcome back to America First.
Hello, Dr. G.
Hey.
Your last guest, Pi, wish you a blessed weekend. Your last guest was absolutely fantastic, but that's not the reason I'm
calling. Were you not familiar with John Batchelor?
I have it written down in my notes right now for work right now.
Good.
And I'm going to attempt to listen tonight to your show this evening.
All right.
So
I'll be on his show 10 p.m. this evening Eastern Time on the John Batchelor Show.
Yes, sir. I've never even heard of him before.
What?
I guess I live under a rock.
You will enjoy it. Check out the podcast. It's all up there. Incredible interviews. And he has guests on for half an hour or an hour. And it is sublime.
I have no doubt, sir. Okay, so here's the reason I'm calling. And I hope it comes through as personal as I mean it. Thank you so much for sharing your personal story with your father and family today.
You're very, very welcome, JR.
And that's it. I was so touched. I couldn't get out of the truck. I couldn't get out of the truck. I was like, no, I'm listening to this.
Well, as somebody, it's funny you should say that, JR. Who was it who just told me recently? I think it was Charlie Kirk. He said, you know that Rush Limbaugh was the master because when you got home, you sat in your car in the driveway and you didn't want to get out of the car because you didn't want to miss anything. And I will take that as a compliment that you two, JR, wanted to hear the end of my story. It's very kind. And, you know, the guys can attest. They'll sign affidavits. They'll swear on the good book. You know, I didn't come in here with a script. We didn't come in at 11 a.m. and say, oh, in the second hour of the show, in the first monologue, you need to talk. No, we just come in here and we do it. And we are so appreciative to all of you who listen, especially those who take the time to call in and share it with us. Be safe, JR. And don't forget to check out JB, John Batchelor. Let's go to another John, Columbus, Ohio, line one. Welcome, John.
Seth, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You were asking why liberal talk radio doesn't succeed.
Yes.
I've got a theory on that.
Go ahead. I'm fascinated. I just don't understand why they try so hard, they have so much money, and it all fails.
Well, it's right in front of our faces all the time. It's they show it to us every time. They're all their ideas, and I mean all of their ideas, are both intellectually and morally bankrupt. And anytime they get any real questioning on their ideas, they immediately change over to name calling. Oh, well, you're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're a xenophobe. Why do you hate clean water? Why do you hate clean air?
That is true. They can't argue on the merits. But I would have thought by now, after what? How long has talk radio been around? How many decades? You'd think they could find somebody with a little bit of charisma who could even, just try to sell their ideas. But they don't have anybody.
Well, I hear the Clintons are going to start doing it.
Yeah, great. Sign me up for that. You know why? Because we'll get a lot of extra sound bites that we can use every single day. Thank you, John. Great calls. It is a mystery, though. But maybe he's right. It's just because their ideas are so bad. That's why there's no such thing as left-wing talk radio. And because, well, we're the happy warriors, the other side. They're so dark. They're so acidic. It's just, why would you want to listen to that for 3 or more hours every single day? If I could, I could listen to talk radio all day. Well, conservative talk radio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite
enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How bad is it? John Batchelor's right. The border, the border, the border. It is the issue. Let's listen to another sheriff from Texas. This is Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez talking about the people who live in his county. Video cut 8, play cuts.
Now, the citizens in my community, they're concerned. They're afraid. I had a meeting with them almost 2 weeks ago on near the location where all these immigrants are coming across. Now, they're concerned. They want to know what is their right to defend themselves and stuff. So, you know, I just try to try to ease their calm, because a lot of these people, they're basically family units, and they've been peaceful to this point.
There you go. People are now worried in Texas for their own personal security. Sooner or later, this is a crisis the left cannot ignore. How will they move forward? I don't trust Kamala. I don't trust Joe Biden. But sooner or later, they must address it. If you're looking for something joyous after Sunday celebration that you can watch, the whole family can watch, check out Mike Lindell's new movie. It is called Church People, starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. It is the story of America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, who is stuck in a mega church marketing machine, who wants to find his passion for preaching again. But when he wants to get back to the heart of his ministry, he's thrust into the throes of trying to dissuade his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. You can stream Church People at salemnow.com. Use my code GORKA for extra discounts for the streaming. That's Church People, Mike Lindell's new movie, at salemnow.com. Okay, let's go. Let's squeeze in one more call this hour. Brent in Texas, line one.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Well, man, your voice is so soothing. I almost fell asleep listening here. This is great.
That's not good, especially if you're driving. That's definitely not good.
No. I just want to bring up one little thing. You know, all the accusations that people who are faithful and on the right are racist. To me, it seems that to say something negative about a person just based on how they look or whatever is making bad statements about the image of God. If every man is made in the almighty image of God, racism to me is a sin. And I wish more right wingers would say things like this, because it would really perhaps combat the idea that we're all just a bunch of racists.
Yeah, but we don't have to defend ourselves, Bren, because they're the racists. The people who want to divide us and judge us, the people who want quotas because of skin color, I'm not defending myself. I've got nothing to apologize for. Yes, we're made in God's image, but they, the left, are the racists and the bigots. So don't apologize when you're not the one who's the bigot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.